Your taxes hold the key. Property owners, assessments for 2017-18 based on the reduced rates are now available. Remember, property tax payments may be made in half-yearly or quarterly installments. Payments in full or any installment should be made by the end of the calendar month in which the amount is due. Payments may be made online via the tax portal at jamaicatax.gov.jm or at any of the 29 tax offices island-wide. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP, that's 1-888-829-4357, or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's edition of Get the Facts, we tell you how to benefit from the Public Sector Pharmacy Partner Pilot Program. The Public Sector Pharmacy Partner Pilot Program allows persons to access drugs they would normally get at the drug store for free at select privately owned pharmacies or public sector pharmacy partners. Drugs must, however, be listed on the Ministry of Health's Vital, Essential and Necessary Ven list of drugs, and persons will be required to pay a $200 user fee. The project was rolled out in Maypen Clarendon with 5 pharmacies, then it was expanded to Crossroads St. Andrew with 7 pharmacies and Montego Bay with 5 pharmacies.
So a critical plank of improving customer service in the public health system is to give quicker attention to the filling of prescriptions so that the patient can get better care. And we have concluded that there's no better way to do that than to engage our stakeholder partners in the private sector.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. The pharmacies that offer the program in Clarendon are Health First, GSD, New Midland, Miller's and Jenny's Pharmacies. In Kingston and St. Andrew, persons can visit Ashby's, Dolphin, Regal, Marching Bees, New Horizons and Everybody's Pharmacies. And in Montego Bay, the participating pharmacies are Drug Smart, Healthy Concepts, J&J's, CJ's and Hilton's Pharmacies. CEO of the National Health Fund, Everton Anderson, says the program was implemented as a solution to the long waiting times and inconveniences persons experience while trying to access medication.
The waits have averaged about 30 minutes, and we have had people getting their drugs. The fill rate is over 85%. So I think we have reaped some success so far. I would want to say that there are issues that need to be worked out going forward to make the program viable and meaningful, and those we are committed to as we plan a broader rollout over the next 12 months.
To benefit from the program, patients will need to have a GOJ health card or NHF card. You can then go into any NHF drug store for the pharmacy staff to check your documents. If your medications are on the approved list, then you will be registered to the program. You will then be able to go to a participating pharmacy to fill a prescription from any public health facility. For further information on the Public Sector Pharmacy Partner Program, you can visit the NHF website at nhf.org.jm or call 1-888-342-5643. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
My marker.
No,
I want back my marker,
but I'm using it.
Uncle Orville, talk to Jessica.
Eric and Jessica.
Yes, Uncle Orville.
What do we do, Jessica?
We play together, work, and share. Respect each other everywhere.
Now remember, Jessica, if something is not yours, you ask for it first. Would you like someone to take your things without asking?
No, Uncle Orville.
Good. Now return the marker to Eric, continue playing, and remember, respect.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.